KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We've also got Dave Lewis here on the other side producing things. And joining us here from Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, Executive Director Karen Hibbard's in the studio.
Brandon, Dave, good morning. It's always great to be here and happy May.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been telling Dave this week, May is probably my favorite month because you get out of the cold months, and May's typically a warm month, and you're going right into summer.
Absolutely. May's a celebration month is what May is all about. When you think about how we celebrate summer, we celebrate graduation, Mother's Day, just a lot of accomplishments that happen in May. And so as we've had some weather, we've had some rain, green is coming on. It's been a beautiful, beautiful spring with the red buds, I think, have been probably the most vibrant that I've seen them in a long, long time. But May's an exciting month with a lot of things that take place. And I wanted to share with you all that this next week in the tourism world, we're thrilled because it is when we celebrate National Tourism Week, May 5 through 11. So on a national level, that tourism will be celebrated all across the United States.
And, of course, a lot of people are going to be planning their trips here, maybe in May, maybe a little bit later here. But it's an exciting time because people love to still take vacations.
Absolutely. And I want to challenge you and Dave. I'm going to give you some figures here, but I want to challenge you two to think about, pretend that you're a visitor coming into our community, and what are those things that you think are must-sees that as you were planning a trip into Manhattan, plan your trip with me as far as what you would do, what you would see, and how long you would stay. So think about that while I share some information about why tourism matters to our community. Okay. So did you know that 2.5% of all Kansas visitor spending is done right here in Manhattan, Kansas?
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
2.5%. So travel is one of the largest private sector employers in the United States. Right here, the hospitality businesses in Riley County, they are supported with 1,865 jobs right here in Riley County, which is the equivalent of 8.5% of all of the jobs here in Manhattan, in Riley County.
Wow.
Again, pretty significant. So in 2017, our unemployment was 3%. If we took tourism away, Riley County unemployment would have jumped to 10.1%. So I think you would agree with me as you're planning your vacation, as you're planning to tell me what you would do for a vacation here in Manhattan, it's important that you have that hospitality industry to be there to support your adventures. So our local visitor spending has outperformed the state of Kansas for the past 3 years. We've been growing by 19.4% in visitor spending compared to the state's visitor spending growth, which was at 7.9%.
That's quite a big difference.
It's
there.
A big difference, and I think that it reflects what Manhattan's offerings are, what we have. People are always looking for what's new, different. Certainly recently added to our attraction list has been the Midwest Dream Car Museum. We already are seeing a lot of interest in that. I know that there are a lot of car clubs that are planning coming from the south central part of Kansas and all over to drive to enjoy the beautiful drive through the Flint Hills, as well as then make the Midwest Dream Car Museum their destination. So again, the more attractions that Manhattan adds to its mix and the better we tell our story, the more visitor spending that will be done in our community.
You're kind of from South Central Kansas, aren't you?
I'm from Southeast Kansas.
Southeast Kansas.
Yes. So, yes.
What's your favorite way to drive into Manhattan from Southeast or South Central Kansas?
Well, I like to come, my very favorite, if I'm not in a hurry and maybe have been known sometimes to go fast.
No, you can't do that on Highway 99.
That's exactly right. That's what I was going to say, was 99 is beautiful.
Oh, it is.
It truly is. It's wandering, meandering through the Flint Hills. Then after that, it would probably be Highway 77. Would
is 77 it? Over 177?
I
like 177.
177 probably better. Yeah. So I love going through the smaller towns and just envisioning when they were in their glory days is fun. So, yeah. And then wide open spaces, seeing grassland is very soothing to me. Wanted to share just a little bit, a few more numbers with you. According to Tourism Economics, that is where this research has come from, that we partner with the state to get this report. Visitor spending last year in Riley County was $168 million. I'm going to break this down into percentages rather than dollar-wise for you. How visitors spend their money is 30.2% is spent on dining, followed by 19.7% is spent on lodging, then 18.5% is spent on shopping, 17.9% is spent on transportation, in other words, gas getting here, and then 12.6% is spent on recreation, or those attractions once they're here, how they're going to enjoy their time. So visitor spending makes a big difference for us. So we want to thank and celebrate the hospitality industry. Without them, we would be a much different community with much different offerings. This coming Tuesday at the City Commission meeting, legislative session at 7 o'clock, the mayor will be reading a proclamation for the tourism industry recognizing May 5 through 11 as National Tourism Week. So I encourage all of our listeners as they are out and about, as you go into a restaurant, as you go to the Flint Hills Discovery Center, the Riley County Museum, the Midwest Dream Car Museum, wherever your attraction might be, the IMAX Theater, thank those folks for what they bring to our community, because it does truly make a difference, and we're very deeply appreciative of their efforts. So, Brandon, you might not be aware of this, and our listeners might not be aware of this. In an effort to say thank you to the industry, Visit Manhattan, for the last 3 years, has been hosting a hospitality reception for the hospitality industry itself. We hosted this past Monday, where, again, we celebrate them, all of our hoteliers, dining venues, people that help get the word out for us. Educators as well as elected officials are invited to come to this reception. This Monday, we held it at the Midwest Dream Car Museum, and we always recognize someone, a partner in the industry. We surprise them with this award, but we recognize them as our hospitality partner. This year, we recognized our very own Dave Lewis. And Brandon, you can share in this award as well. And Dave, again, thank you for what you do for us, because you help tell the story of what there is to see, do, and enjoy. You guys do that on a daily basis. And so we were greatly appreciative of Dave and his efforts. We were also very, very pleased that we were able to surprise him a little bit with that. It was a challenge to get him to be there, because sometimes...
You had me at food and drinks.
Yeah, so there you go. So again, in the past, this is just the third year that we have done this hospitality reception, and we really see that being an opportunity to grow even more. But past recipients have been Jay and Barbara Nelson, as they retired from the Strecker Nelson West Art Gallery. As you know, when you would visit with Jay and Barbara, they would tell the story not only about the art, but about their passion for this community and this region. And last year, our winner was John Stroh with JS Signs. And John is a very quiet guy behind the scenes, really helping with making those experiences unique. And so his talents were recognized. And then, of course, Dave, whether he is working behind the mic at the radio station here, or behind the mic at the football games, or behind the mic as an MC, or with his entertainment that he brings to meetings and conventions. Again, Dave, your efforts are greatly appreciated for what you do for Manhattan in this region. So thank you.
Certainly an honor. Thank you. Appreciate it. It is something I'm very proud of. You know, and I need to add more things to my resume.
We'll help you on that.
Thank you. Thank you. So.
And not to be remiss that for many of our listeners, they might not know that not only you're a very talented man, but the latest talent that you have added is to be the voice for Johnny Caw.
That's right.
The guy that is having some housekeeping being done right now. So
we talked about that the other day here, and I tried to put together a couple of voices that I've done in the past, and it came to be kind of a combination of Johnny Cash and Jimmy Stewart. And so, for whatever that's worth, I'm going to hurt myself here pretty soon. But that's another fun deal.
It is fun. Mm-hmm. It is fun. Yep. So Johnny, actually, he doesn't mind us telling how old he is. And, you know, Johnny is kind of that quiet man. He's a man of few words. And so his actual birthday will be next week. But as you know, if you've driven by City Park, you know that he's in the middle of a remodeling project. And so we actually are going to dedicate Johnny later in the month of May. So with Visit Manhattan, we're going to celebrate tourism all month long. So right now, tentatively, we are planning on the dedication being on the 30th of May, which is a Thursday night after Memorial Day. Stay tuned to all of our social media posts. Go to our website, visitmanhattanks.org, for all of those details. But what we do have planned is obviously the dedication, thanking all of those partners that have been willing to give of their time and their talents to improve the facility, as well as we'll have a fun run. We're going to have a Johnny Caw look-alike competition, the dedication itself. Also, Johnny has a new song that will be unveiled about him, and we'll just have some fun with Johnny Caw. And again, tentatively planning on that being on Thursday, May the 30th.
All right. That sounds fantastic. And, of course, having some work done because he is getting a little older.
Absolutely.
So.
A little plastic surgery.
Yeah, plastic surgery. So,
Botox.
So, guys, my time is quickly coming to an end. So tell me about your time. If you were a visitor to Manhattan, Kansas, what would be those things that you would say, this is what I'm going to do when I come visit Manhattan?
Well, I really like fishing, and I think getting in the outdoors. So I think the trails and maybe going fishing along one of the rivers.
Great.
I had a nephew whose son is looking at coming to MCC. They live in Springfield, Missouri. So, I mean, there's a lot of things there. Springfield, you know.
Right.
So I only had limited time, and I wanted to kind of give them a tour around the campus. And I think the campus is absolutely startling.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, we went through, you know, where football is played and all kinds of other things. Took them on a tour up around Colbert Hills because they're interested in golf. But I had a very limited time with them. I had maybe about 45 minutes to give them a driving tour. But for me, one of the first things I like to take people to is up on top of Manhattan Hill. And that's also being dressed up a little bit.
Yes. Thank you, Qantas.
Yeah, no kidding. The lookout point on the... over the Conza, south of town, I think is spectacular. Just driving around Tuttle Creek, there's a lot of things that you can see at Tuttle Creek when the tubes have got some water going. That's a magnificent thing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I know there's so many things. I know you would tell me that the number one tourist attraction in town is Aggieville.
Maybe.
One of those things.
It would be in the top three.
Yeah. I love what's happening out here with this Midwest Dream Car Collection.
Yes.
I think that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Love what they're doing there.
I love downtown, and I like that new, mm-hmm. you can go on top of the Discovery Center.
Yes.
And they just unveiled that not too long ago. I did that walk a couple weeks ago. That is fantastic.
Yes, it is. And for our listeners, the Discovery Center has added signage outside so you can enjoy the natural plantings and be educated as you stroll through that area. So,
and I know they have the Flint Hills Festival coming up
here
pretty soon, too.
Next Saturday is the Flint Hill Festival. So, yeah, we encourage you to go to that.
You think about other things. You know, there's so many things that are new And I think, you know, the Liquid Art Winery has become extremely popular, mm-hmm. and there's good reasons why. We've got a plethora of things.
We do. And so for you to have 45 minutes to kind of showcase your family of
I just gave them the college aspect. That's what they were interested in.
Absolutely. And Brandon, certainly as you showcase the outdoors and the things that you enjoy, just magnify that with all of the things that Manhattan has to offer. And so I would challenge our listeners to challenge themselves as to envision being a visitor coming into this community for the very first time. What would you do to fill your days? And you would agree with me, as our research shows, that our average stay, visitors spend about 2.4 days, which is really the equivalent of 2.5 days. And I think you would agree with me, of those things that we have mentioned already, plus more, because you have to take time to shop and eat, as our statistics bear out.
And eating here is amazing.
It is amazing. You should just do a gradual graze, you mm-hmm. know. You should start someplace for appetizers, then main meal someplace else, and then dessert at another place, and then if you have a beverage of choice, another place. So I challenge you to be a visitor in your own town. Enjoy Manhattan. Be grateful for all that is brought into our community, because tourism makes a difference. And without tourism in our community, we would look much, much different than what we look.
So in all of your research, the top three attractions are?
The top three attractions are the Flint Hills Discovery Center, the zoo, and Aggieville.
I knew the zoo would be in there, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. So, and for a town this size, our Sunset Zoo is remarkable.
Is amazing. Mm-hmm. Very easy to get around, very interactive. It's a great place to go and enjoy. So there's a lot of opportunities. Nature is doing its best with showcasing our colors and vibrancy. So once that rain stops, even if a little sprinkle might slow you down, get out and enjoy.
It's all paved.
It's all paved. So visit ManhattanKS.org for updates.
All right. Karen Hibbert, our guest here on In Focus, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Talk to you next month. That'll do it here for this segment. John Jobin next here from Kansas State Research and Extension on KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by Pew Communication Services, a division of Economy Electric.